Today's Shir's Masechta Menachas Daf Lamed Tes. We will begin on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom. As we've been discussing in our Shur, and we're learning the Halachas of Tzitzis, and we speak about the Halacha of Tzitzis, we first have to give a brief overview how the Tzitzis are actually made. The way the tzitzis are made is we take, as we're going to learn in our shir, four threads, which we put through the holes on the corner of the beged, and then we make a knot, as we'll see. And after the knot is made, we start making what is known as chulyas. We roll the tzitzis around, though. We take, there's one longer tzitzis, one longer thread than all the other threads. And that thread is put around the other tzitzis. And the Gemara is going to describe, and we're going to speak in our shir today, about how many times that is put around. And then that's where we make a number of chulyas and knots in between the chulyas. And after we make those chulyas and those knots, then we have what's known as the gedilim, the threads that go down all the way. Says the Gemara Amar Rabba, based on what we learned in our previous year, where the Gemara addressed the concept of gadume tzitzis, and as we discussed, the definition of gadume tzitzis is after you have all that, you have the threads of the tzitzis were somewhat cut, and we discussed in our previous year extensively what does that mean, and at what point does that mean that the tzitzis apostle, and when is that not a concern? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmami Na Tzarech Liksha Akol Chuli V'Chuliya. After we have the thread go around the tzitzis three times, then we make a knot in between each of the chulyas. This akdat, for were we to say the loy tzarech, that there is no need to make these knots, Hada Amri. So ask the Gemara, the Bnei Rav Chiya taught us, as we just quoted in yesterday's shir, that gedume tcheilus ksherim, that if you have pieces of thread left over, the tzitzis are still kosher for gedume eizav. And as we discussed, the leftover pieces of grass are also, that are used in the mechatis procedure, are also kosher. Gedume tcheilus ksherim, gedume eizav ksherim. The question is, kiven the ishtere eloi, if the upper knot was torn, ishtere kola, the entire tzitzis is torn apart. And if that's torn, if we have these knots, why would it be considered torn? Says the Gemara, what's talking about Dilma Dictor, the geduma kosher only in a case where we made these knots. But it doesn't indicate that if we didn't make the knots, the tzitzis was still kosher. Rama Rabbi Shmami No. As we put the tzitzis into the first hole, teaches us the Gemara, Rama Rabbi Shkesha Elyon, that top knot that we put the tzitzis, in and make a knot, are the raisa. There's a chi of the raisa to make that knot. Because Isak Adatach, if we were going to say that obligation is only the Rabbanon, says there were my Yitzrich L'mishri Sadden B'tzitzis. The Gemara Masechta Yevamos, beginning in the Masechta Daf Dalet, speaks quite extensively, and we're going to be speaking about this in our Shiurim. The Tarek Daisha says, L'sil B'shatet Sama Pishtin Yachtov. The Torah teaches us the Issa to wear Shatness. And the Pasuk is next to the Pasuk Gedilim, Taslucha. From here we learn that even though, as we just said, shatness is prohibited, in a case where it's tzitzis, it's permissible. And what that means, as we've been learning, and we'll learn in our shir today, is that because the tcheles is always made out of wool, so if we're going to have a beged, we're going to have the garment of which the tzitzis is made out of linen, and we're going to be attaching that to the wool beged, we would have shatness. Why would it be permissible? The reason it's permissible is because the Torah says that the mitzvah of tzitzis, the essay of tzitzis, supersedes the lois essay of klayim. But when do we have a situation of klayim? We have a situation of klayim when we connect the wool and the linen. But if we're going to say that they're not required to be knotted together, midiraisa, because says the Gemara, if we're going to say the obligation to knot them together is only a chiv drabonon, my itzrach was mystery sadnim b'shtitzis, why does the Torah have to go out of its way to tell us that there is no problem with shatis at tzitzis pshita? Hatoifet kifa achas, if you just put the thread in of wool into a linen, ain't a chibur. So that wouldn't be a chiv, that wouldn't be a case of shatness. And why would the Torah need to tell us that there's no shatness here? El Shmamino, from here we see that the obligation is not just to pull the tzitzis through that hole. The obligation is to make that knot. And now when we have a knot connecting the wool and the linen, we're faced with a situation of shatness. And that's why the Torah has to teach us that it's mutter, that the shatness is mutter under the situation. That's when we have kosher tzitzis, and that's also when we have an obligation. That's also when we have a situation of tzitzis. Again, the way we're learning, and this is the way most Rishonim learn, this the knot that we're speaking about is the knot that's closest to the beged, which is made as soon as we put the tzitzis, as soon as we put that in, not the knots that come later. That's the way Rashi explains. Actually, it's the knot at the bottom that keeps all the chulyas together. Tosfos explains it's the knot that's all the way on top, right next to the bottom. The bi'alocha, because we're not quite sure based on this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what is kesha elyon? What is the kesha that the Gemara is referring to? Because of this, says the bi'alocha, our minig is that we make two knots. We make a knot, right? We make a double knot actually at the top where the tzitzis are put into the beged, and we make a knot by the bottom after we finish the chulyon. The Rav Nachum Zemba once said a very beautiful vart. Our Gemara over here says, Kesha Elyon Daraisa. So the way we explained it is Kesha Elyon, the knot which are on top or on bottom, whatever pshat that we would prefer, is a Chiv Daraisa. Rav Nachum Zemba Zatzal explained it up Pidrosh. Kesha Elyon, if one wants to connect himself to Elyon, if one wants to connect himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Daraisa. The way one is able to connect themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's really only one powerful way to connect yourself to the Eibishter. That's the Raisa, through learning Torah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Bar Ado, Amar Rav Ado, Amar Rav, Im Nifsek Echut Mikara, if the thread that is connected to the Beged gets torn, then it's Posel. So the Karen Oira asks that, of course, if the thread that's connected to the beged is torn, so you don't have any thread connected to the beged, you certainly don't have tzitzis. What's the question? Says the Karen Oira, that we're learning from here is that even if one of the threads, as we've been speaking in our shurim, you start with four threads, that the halacha is that even though we're speaking about gedumim, and we're speaking about when gedumim are an issue, and when gedumim are not an issue, but one thing is clear, says the Gemara, that that's only after you have the threads properly attached to the top of the tzitzis. But if they're not properly attached over there, then you wouldn't be able to have kosher tzitzis no matter what. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Nachman Kamal HaShmatza, says the Gemara, Rav Nachman was sitting and saying over this Gemara, and Esrei Rava Rav Nachman, and Rava posed the following question. The Braisa says, B'med v'ar mamurim, when is the halacha? that the tzitzis have to have a proper shear, as we're going to learn, betchilosai, when you're making the tzitzis. Aval soifai, if you properly put on the tzitzis on the beged, and then they got torn, shiarav gedumav kalshu. Even if you just have a kalshu of tzitzis left, it'll be kosher tzitzis. And the question is, my shiarav, my gedumav. What is the definition of shiarav gedumav? My lav suggests the Gemara, shiarav the istvik minayu v'shtar minayu, that some are cut, and some just were left with a little. Kadumav the gedumei agdimi. And gedumav, the Gemara wants to suggest, means that all the way on the top, when they are connected, are torn. And yet, the Brisa says it's kosher. So it's the Gemara loy. That's not the way to understand shiur of a gedumav. Rather, suggests the Gemara, the way to understand shiur of a gedumav, chadik tamu. It's just talking about one case. What the Brisa is teaching us, shiurei gedumav, if the bottom of the tzitzis, that the threads get torn, if you have a kosher left, then it's kosher. Says the Gemara, if that's what the Brisa means to say, so ask him, Avleima Gedumov. So the Brisa should have just said the word Gedumov. And we'll know that if you have the Gedumov cut, the tzitzis are still kosher. Why does the Brisa also add the word Shurav Lamali? Answers the Gemara, HaKamashmon, to be in a shiur l'gdumav, that there's a amount that the gedumav have to have left over, that the tzitzis should still be kosher. As we said in our previous shiur, how much must we have left over? K'dei l'anvav, that we can make a knot, a bow, a knot, with what is left over. But if you have less than that, and the Gemara gave the shiur yesterday, if you have less than that, then it won't be kosher. Says Mar Yosef Rava Kama Shmei the Rav. Rava was sitting and telling in the name of Rav, Chutzal Krach. The, as we explained, there's one longer tzitzis. We call it the Shamus. That's the tzitzis, that's the thread that's used to roll around the other tzitzis, the Chuyas, Oilam and Aminyan. It's considered part of the Minyan. So the Ritva asks, why not? So the Ritva answers that since the Torah, when it speaks about tzitzis, it says gedilim, and gedilim, as we've been explaining in our shiur today, is the part of the tzitzis that is knotted and rolled around, and the Torah says psilim. So we would think those are the tzitzis that are not used for that purpose. And therefore we might have thought, says the Rashba, that a gedil can't be a psil, and a psil can't be a gedil. And we would need to have a separate thread for this purpose. That's why the Gemara is teaching us that even that as long as the one thread could serve both the purpose of being a gedil and a psil. The Sfasemis wants to suggest that maybe what the Gemara is teaching us is that the tzitzis that's used as the gedil doesn't have to have anything hanging down. Teaches us the Gemara that even though it's being used for gedil, it still has to be psil. The Brisker Rav says, it goes back to what we discussed in our previous year, that when we spoke about how many threads of tchelis do we have and how many threads of not tchelis do we have, and we would think maybe that the thread of tchelis is not included with the other threads, teaches us the Gemara that they're considered, no matter, as we discussed in our previous year, a machloikas, how many of them we bring, they're considered part of the threads that you need to have for the tzitzis, but you need not bring more. Again, chut shel krach oilam and aminyan, amalei Rav Yosef Shmuel amra. So Rav Yosef told Rabba, this was a halacha said by Shmuel, it wasn't said by Rav. It manami, and so too does the Gemara teach us. Amar Rabba Bachana, Sochli Rabbi Oishe de Menusha, he taught me, Chut Shal Krach, Oilam and Aminyan, it's one of the numbers. So the Gemara is one of the Nata Tzitzis that we have to have. Continues the Gemara, Yosef Rabba Bacham Amar Mishmei de Shmuel, tells us that Rabba was teaching us and telling us in the name of Shmuel, Tcheles Shekarach Rubab, that if you knotted 2/3 of the length of the tzitzis and made them into gedil, and only left over 1/3 for the psil, it's kshera, the tzitzis is kosher. Even though, as we're going to learn, the right way to do it is just the opposite. The right way of doing it is 1/3 gedil and 2/3 psil. If you reverse that, it's kosher. To which Rav Yosef said to Rava, Rav Amra, Rav said this halacha, b'lo Shmuel. It was Rav that taught us this halacha. It wasn't Shmuel who taught us this halacha. Et manami, and so too says the Gemara we learned, Amr Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amr Rav Sheshes, Amr Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amr Rav, Tchela Shekar Achruba, if most of the tzitzis was turned into gedil, into the gnats, it's still kosher. Says the Gemara, Chiber Reid Rav Nosson, Masni Hachi. He would teach this Gemara this way. He didn't say it in the name of Rav Yehuna, Rav Yehuda, and he said it in the name of Rav Huna, and he also added some detail. Again, Rav Chiya Barei, the Rav Nosson, Masni Hochi. Om Rav Huna, Om Rav Sheshes, Om Rav Yirmi Ba'aba, Om Rav. Tchela Shkar Chruba, if you have most of the tzitzis knotted, chulius and kriches, it's kosher. Afila Karch El Chulia Achas. And also, if you only made 3 loops around the tzitzis, then the halacha is that tzitzis is kshera. However, as we've been saying, the noit chelis, but when is tzitzis considered made in a nice fashion? When you have shlish gdil, 1/3 is gdil, v'shnei shlish yonof, and 2/3 are the threads that are coming down. Says the Gemara Kamashe Cholyo, how big is each Cholyo? Tanya, says the Gemara Rebbe Yoimid, the Brisa teaches us, k'deish yichrech v'yishne v'yishalish. We should do it 3 times. Tana, says the Brisa, ha'poichs lo yifches m'sheva, if you're going to do it, don't do less than 7. V'moysef, if you're going to do more, lo yosef al shlosh esrei, don't make more than 13 chulyos. Ha'poichs, and what's the number? What's this number represent? Ha'poichs lo yifches m'sheva, don't do less than 7 keneged shiva rakia, the next corresponding to the 7 rakiyim that there are in the shemayim. Vabmoisif lo yosef lo shlosh esrei, but don't do more than 13 keneged shiva rakiyim, again corresponding to the shiva rakiyim, and there are also shish avirim beinayim, that 6 spaces between the rakiyim, 7 + 6 = 13. We're going to learn a mitzvah on daf mem gimel on the days that the reason that tchelis are put into the tzitzis, because tchelis daim liyam, v'yam daim lirikia, v'rikia daim lakisei kovid. So a person, by wearing the tzitzis with the tchelis, is brought to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sits on the kisei kovid. And therefore, our Gemara is suggesting, explain all the Rishonim, that the chulius of the tzitzis should be made in a way that the Shemaim looks like, the Rekia looks, again, to help us remember the Shemaim. This halacha, however, points out Tosfos and the Rosh, was only applicable when they had Tchelis. So as we just learned, the Tchelis serves as a way to remember the Shemaim, so that's why they remembered it this way. Bizman Azeh, they our Rishonim want to suggest, that they don't have to have it, because we don't have the tchelis, which the purpose of the tchelis is to remember the Shemayim. Our minig is to make 5 different sections corresponding to the mitzvah tzitzis, which is keneged kol haTorah kula. Because we're going to learn that the word tzitzis is gematria 600, 8 threads is 608, and when we have 5 knots, it brings us to 613. And even though in the Torah, when it says the word tzitzis, it says tzitzis without 2 yuds, only 1 yud, so down 10. But since it says, v'hoyu lechem, says Tosfos, lit tzitzis, so we add the 30. The 30 is for the 3 times that it says tzitzis in the parasha. And it's like it says yud each time. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest, The Mordechai suggests this, that even though it's spelled without that yud, it's counted, it's pronounced with the yud, and therefore, since it's pronounced with the yud, so it's pronounced in a way that the gematria is 610. There are different minhagim, how many times we make the loops around the tzitzis, and everybody should follow the minhag that they follow. The Rishonim, the Chasam Sofer, has a very significant discussion based on this. Here, the Gemara says you should have either 6 or 7 knots. And the interesting thing that Chasam Sofer points out is, as we just said, most of us, when we wear tzitzis, have many more chulyos than, have many more things than that. And the question is, the Chasam Sofer discusses, where in halacha, our Gemara says, but we don't have less than 6 and more than 13. And here the Gemara is giving us a very serious number. And there are other places where, even though the Gemara and the Shalach gives us a number, we find that Chazal, we were not makbar on the number. Two examples that the Chasam Sofer offers. One is that the halach is that on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph teaches us, we're supposed to light 2 candles, Ech Keneged Zachar, Vech Keneged Shomer. Yet we know and the Ramah, in fact, says, Dav Adrab and Nirik Bikola Moisval Neris Goyra Mafsar Kavanah Zachar V'Shomer. The Ramah says that you should only indeed light 2 candles, Zachar V'Shomer. Even though the Ramah says it, the Ramah says that the minig is to light more candles. The same, the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah teaches us that by Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to say 10 Pesukim v'Malchus, Zichronos and Shofaros, but you could say more. And here we're learning in our Gemara that you're not supposed to have more than the number that Chazal identified. Another example that Chasam Sofer talks about is when we have Kriyas HaTorah. And we know that on Shabbos we're supposed to have 7 people, but the halach is you could add more people to the amount of people to Kriyas HaTorah. So Chasam Sofer and the Shal Tshuvas, Aruch Chaim Siman Ayin Hayi, discusses this. When is the number definite and when is the number not definite? And the Chasam Sofer wants to say, which is a chiddush, the Chasam Sofer says that if we only know this halacha through the number that Chazal established, that means that's the number that we have to follow, and we can't deviate from that number. But for example, on Shabbos, we have to light candles anyway. So we would have lit them without the halacha. On Rosh Hashanah, we would have davened anyway. So therefore, we could add to that number. It's a chiddush, the way that Chasam Sofer takes that approach. The Shloa Kaddish, however, has a very interesting approach. He says, we have to look at the number, and when we look at a number, we have to understand why was that number established. And why was that, not just why was the number established, but what is the purpose of what we are doing. So he says as follows. When we light candles on Shabbos, the reason we light candles on Shabbos is to bring light in the house. It's not just for Zachar V'Shomer. So since we're lighting candles in the house to bring light in the house, so of course we could light more candles. We'll bring more light into the house. There'll be more Shalom Bayis in the house when the house is well illuminated. So there's no reason to limit ourselves to 2 candles. On Rosh Hashanah, when we're davening and we're saying Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros. So what are we trying to accomplish by saying Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros? What we're trying to accomplish is that we are speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we add Pesukim, it's only nicer that we're adding Pesukim and speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when we speak about, when we speak in our Gemara or Kriyas HaTorah, bringing more people to get an aliyah, also a way of representing that people want to learn Torah, people want to be mechaber to Torah, and the way they accomplish that is by having more people called up to the Torah. However, when it comes to the tzitzis that we're learning about in our shiur today, the Torah, when it speaks about the tzitzis, the Torah is being very clear that there's a reason for the Gemara, there's a reason for the number. Six rikiyim, we said, seven rikiyim, six spaces between the rikiyim, and therefore, since there's a reason to show, there's a specific reason, and if we're going to not use that number, then that reason will fall away. That's why, in such a circumstance, suggests the Shulah, we could well understand why the, as the Chasam Sofer tells us, as the Gemara tells us, that these numbers are very specific, and we should only use these numbers and not any other numbers. There is a discussion when we're saying that we can add to the Aliyahs. Is that always the case? Or can we only add to Aliyahs on Shabbos? During the week, the minhag for sure is not to add to Aliyahs because it's Tircha de Tzibura. And the question that comes up is on Yom Tovim. Also, the Paiskim discuss where we add to Aliyahs, there's another concern that in the time of Chazal, when they had Kriyas HaTorah, the first person who got an Aliyah made a bracha before the Kriyas HaTorah, and the last person made another bracha. But Bizman HaZeh, the way it works with Aliyahs is we know everybody gets an Aliyah. So now it becomes a question of Brach Shenet Tzricha. But that is and that's why the Gra was makbid, that they shouldn't make Hysophis, because a question of a Brach Shenet Tzricha. The question that the Paiskim asks, that even in the time of Chazal, where they didn't make a separate bracha for every Aliyah, still, they did say Baruch Hu. Everybody who got an Aliyah said Baruch Hu. So why is that permissible? By saying Baruch Hu every time, you're making extra Aliyahs. So you see that wasn't even a concern in those times. To which the Mefarshim point out, saying Baruch Hu is a declaration of declaring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would not be considered a brach shenetzricha. And since that's not considered a brach shenetzricha, saying Baruch Hu every time is not a concern. Tana, tez the Braisa, when we speak about the tzitzis and putting them in, shumaschel, mask beloved, as we spoke about in our previous year, when we start putting the threads in, and also when we use a thread to be the shamus, it should be white. Because the pasuk says, the ha-kanof means min kanof. And as we discussed, typically the beggar of the tzitzis is white, and therefore this the first tzitzis to be put in is the white tzitzis. Shemesayim, and the last tzitzis that we used, also should be a white one. Shemesayim, a sign beloved, again, because of the halacha ma'al mekodesh v'loy meridin, it would be disrespectful to start with white and not end with white. So as my rav yasvi, they were sitting have a kav chol of ozel gavra. There was a person who passed by the k'mechsi glim the kul tchelta. He's wearing a bag that was made completely out of tchelis. V'ramle tchelo, and he had tchelis ugdile magdil, and the tzitzis were tied together, but there was no threads coming down. Amarav, Yoglimi, he's wearing a very nice beged because he was wearing a beged made out of tchelis. And as the Gemara Masech to Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us, there's a mitzvah to have a talus nor, a very nice beged for your talus, for your tzitzis, that you wear your tzitzis on. However, v'lo yav tchelta. He didn't put on the tzitzis correctly. Because as we're saying, the proper way of putting on tzitzis is have threads coming down. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Rav Huna, however, says the Gemara. Rabbi Baba Chana's reaction was, Yor Galim of Yor Tchelta, that they're both nice. Ask the Gemara, Mike Mefki, what is the machloikis that they're arguing about? It says the Gemara, Rabba Babachana, Sava Ksiv Gedil. The Torah says Gedilim, Ksiv Psil. And the Torah says Psil. Oy Gedil, he says, what the Torah is telling us is you have a choice. Either make Gedil or make Psil. Rav Sava Loyalim Psil Be'inan, you have to make both Psil and Gedil. Vahi Gedilim, and when the Torah says the word Gedilim, says the Gemara, what is the purpose with the Torah saying the word Gedilim? Says the Man Yehudasa. It's coming to teach us the Mount of Tzitzis. Gedil Shnayim. The Torah is teaching us that you have to have two. Gedilim is Arba. If the Torah would have just said Gedil, it would require only two threads. By the Torah saying the word Gedilim, it means we have four threads. And then the Torah adds the word Psil, to teach us asay gedil upaslay mitaychay, which that means is that you should take those two threads and that those four threads and put them through the hole and you'll end up with eight. Says the Gemara. So as we spoke earlier in our shir, the halacha is that tzitzis could be shatnas. Sometimes they must be shatnas. Why must they be shatnas? Because if the tchelis is always wool, and the beged is linen, we're going to have a concern. If you have wool threads, even though the beged is made out of linen, and as we say, typically that would be a concern of shatness, here it's mutter. But now we ask the question as follows. Shopishtan, if you have pishtan threads, and you have a beggar made out of wool. Do we say, tsemer b'shal pishtin, when you have the wool threads and a linen beggar, who the potter, that's what the Torah said, is that's what the Torah said is permissible. The kivin the tchelis potra, since you're allowed to have the wool, the tchelis threads are wool, so the kivin the tchelis potra, love nami potter. So even though you could have technically made linen threads for your linen beged, but once you're wearing ready wool threads because of the tchelis, you could have wool white threads for your linen beged. Aval pishtin b'tzemer, to have linen threads on a bed beged made out of wool, loy, there's no heter, oidilma, or do we say, as we said earlier in our shir, since the pasuk says kivin d'ksiv, since it says in the pasuk le'sibah shatz at semer pishtin yaktav, and then the pasuk says gedilim taslcha, and as we're learning, the Torah HaKadosh is teaching us here that the halacha is that there's no problem of shatz by tzitzis, and therefore it doesn't make a difference what type of combination we have. Loishno tzemer b'pishtin, v'loishno pishtin b'tzemer. There's no problem of a shatness. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Amar Rechava, Amar Yehuda, Chutei Tzemer Poitrim B'Shel Pishtan. You could have wool threads on a linen beged, Shel Pishtan Poitrim B'Shel Tzemer, and you could have linen threads on a wool beged. And it continues the Gemara. Chutei Tzemer, when you have wool threads, B'Shel Pishtan, if you have either wool or linen threads, you could can be used on any type of garment meant for tzitzis. Even though if you have a beged made out of silk that as mechuyvim tzitzis, because any beged that has four corners is mechuyvim tzitzis at this point. And if you put that, if you put them on, and you put linen and wool threads on such a beged, so you're tying linen and wool together in that beged, the halacha is that it will be acceptable. Because as we're learning, the halacha is that shatness is not, the halacha is that shatness is not a problem by shatness. Shatness is not a problem with tzitzis. Pligid Rav Nachman, but says the Gemara, this is contrary to what Rav Nachman said. Dom Rav Nachman, Ashroim, Puturim, and Tzitzis, the beged made out of silk is potter from tzitzis. Eisei Rabbi Rav Nachman says the Gemara, the Braisa says, Hashurim, which is a beged made out of silk, Haklach, that's made out of the remnants of silk, Vasarikin, a beged that's made out of strands of silk, Kulan Chayovim Mitzitzis. So how could you suggest, ask the Gemara, that their potter answers the Gemara, Midrabonin. That's only Midrabonin. And as the Gemara explains, why didn't the Gemara say that right away, that they answer the question? So I saw that Tosfos explains, and a Meir is obligated to explain himself. So if the Meir of Nachman felt that tzitzis that are made out of silk are chai, but tzitzis only Midrabonin, he should have said so. A Braisa is not that explicit. And since the Braisa is not that explicit, that's why the Braisa says, it doesn't say it's Drabonim, but it is Drabonim. But ask the Gemara, if we're saying that beged made out of linen is only out of silk, is only Mechui B'tzitz Midrabonim, Eim HaSeifa, let's continue learning that Braisa for Kulot, Semra Pishtim Paitrabem. By all these types of garments made out of silk, if you have the tzitzis made out of wool or linen, they're fine. So it says the Gemara, if we'll say that every beged, no matter what material it's made out of, is mechuyev and tzitzis deraisa, so now we could well understand the halacha that we could tie wool and linen threads onto that beged, even though, as we understand, tying wool and linen together creates a situation of shatness. But as we also are saying, the mitzvah tzitzis overrides the iser of shatness. And since it overrides the iser of shatness, that's why we could put them on and not be worried about shatness. But ask the Gemara, if this beged, this linen beged, is not chayv and tzitzis midaraisa, it's only amrit rabbanon, it's only mechuyev and tzitzis midrabbanon. So the question is, heichim mishtaroi klayim, how can we create a situation of klayim where there is no chayv deraisa to do so? Answers the Gemara, indeed, we have to learn that the Braisa says that when we have a beged made out of tzitzis, made out of linen, the threads have to be either wool or linen, but they can't be together. Because if they would be together, it would be a problem of tzitzis. Hachanam Mistabra, and says the Gemara, that makes sense to explain the Braisa that way. The Ketani Sefer, we continue learning the Braisa. Hein b'minam paitrim. If we have a linen, we have a silk beged. B'minam paitrim. If you use silk tzitzis, then it's fine. Shloi b'minam. But if you put silk tzitzis on a wool beged, ain't paitrim. Says the Gemara, yeah, b'shlam d'rabbanon. If we're going to say that the chiv of tzitzis on a silk beged is only midrabbanon, so that's why we understand Haina the Mifter Reminon, that's why you could put on silk tzitzis. Aliyamr deraisa, if we're going to say that's a chiv deraisa, so the Torah only allows the tzitzis, the threads made out of tzemer pishtin. So how could you be yoitzah the mitzvah with silk tzitzis? Says the Gemara, imisham lehariya. That question for itself is not a compelling question. Because we're going to say, like Rava taught us, the Rava Rami, Rava asked the question. The pasuk says, "V'nosnu atzitzis akonof." From here we learn that the tzitzis should be min konof, the same as the beged. V'ksiv, leisil b'shatnet tzemer pishtin yachdov gedilim tasalach. That the tzitzis have to be tzemer pishtin. So how do we understand this contradiction? Answer is, Haketzet, Tzemer Pishtim, Paitrim, Beim, Aminim, Beish, Shlam, Aminon. If you make the threads out of wool or linen, they're always kosher. Shaminim, but when you make the beged out of a different type of material, Beminon, if you make the tzitzis out of that material, Paitrim, Shloi, Beminon, but if you make that beged, if you make tzitzis not from the same material as the beged, and they're not wool or linen, ain't Paitrim. Says the Gemara, so now Rav Nachman's opinion has been refuted. So now we have a question. Here it says that a beged made out of silk is chayib tzitzis. Says the Gemara, and what is Rav Nachman going to do? Rav Nachman can turn the Beri Shmuel. The Tana Beri Shmuel, however, Nemra begodim Torah stam. The Torah uses the word tzitzis, beged, by which speaks about tzitzis. Torah Kedosha says, "Vaslam tzitzis al kafei begdayim." But one time when the Torah uses the word beged by tsaras, the Torah specifies that what is the definition of a beged? Semra peshtin. If we learn from here, af kol, everywhere else, tzitzis are only semra peshtin. Says the Gemara, Omer by the high tonne of the Berev Shmuel. This price that we learned in your Rishmol's yeshiva, Mapik Me'idach Tana de Rav Shmuel, is different than a different price, the Rav Shmuel saw it. The Tana Rav Shmuel, the Pasuk says by Tsaras Beged Semer, Eliel Beged Semer, how do we know it made out of wool from a sheep? Menayel Rabbit Semer Gavelim, the wool of a camel, Semel Anovim of a rabbit, Noitze Shalizim from goat, Vakalach Vasrik Vashraim, all different types of silk, as we discussed earlier, Menayin, Tamaloimim, the Beged Semer, Beged Pishtim. So here he sees that his opinion is that every type of Beged, even silk, is Mechuyiv in Tzitzis. So again, in our Gemara, Rav Nachman's opinion is that Medarais are only garments of wool and linen, are Mechuyiv in Tzitzis. Other begodim are only chayim midrabanan, and Rava disagrees, and he says that every type of material is mechuyim mitzitzis midaraisa. Tosfos Rosh and Ramah follow the opinion of Rava. Rif Rambam and Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rav Nachman. The Mishnah Berurah explains that there are a number of practical ramifications based on this machloikus. According to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, one should make an effort to wear a woolen talus rather than one of cotton or silk, because somebody who wears a woolen talus fulfills a mitzvah midaraisa, whereas somebody who wears a cotton talus only is mekayim mitzvah rabbanan. According to the Ramah, one could wear a cotton talus because the Ramah, as we just says, paskin like Rava, that all these materials are mechuyim midaraisa. According to the Rambam, if one is wearing a cotton talus and he notices that the tzitzis are posel, he's not obligated to take them off because wearing a cotton talus without tzitzis is only an issa d'rabbanan, according to the Rambam. And as we discussed in a previous shiur, gal kvar abrius shadoich loisase shebetayra, and therefore requiring somebody to take off the tzitzis in the middle of the street because he's wearing tzitzis that are only problem with the rabbanon is not required. Whereas according to Ramah, you would have to take it off because you're wearing posel tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah, who says that one should try to get a wool talus cotton besides the one that he wears by davening, so he should be able to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis midaraisa according to all opinions. Because according to the Ramah, as we're saying, only tzitzis made out of linen or goat's hair are mechuy, only linen or wool are mechuyiv in tzitzis. The Sefer Ma'aseh says, however, that the Gra wore talus made out of cotton and he didn't wear wool tzitzis. The Sefer Yoh says the reason that the Gra didn't wear wool talus is because the undershirts in his days were made out of linen, and he was concerned about an issue of shatness if he's going to have his talus cotton on top of a linen undershirt. The Chazon Ish says that the reason the Gra wore a linen, the reason the Gra wore a cotton talus, because the Gra really relied on his wool talus gadol. I even saw that there's those that suggest, this Rabbi Saul Salanta says, that the Gra wore his talus gadol the whole day. He wore talus gadol and tefillin all day. So he knew he's going to fulfill the mitzvah with a talus gadol. And in order to show people that he held that the tzitzit should be worn, should be made the tzitzis, the beged made out of cotton should have tzitzis. That's why he wore a tzitzis made out of cotton. Ramosha, and Digris Moshe, and a number of tshuvas, Arachayim, Chelik Beis, Simon Samach Aleph, Chelik Gimel Sif, Simon Aleph, Yerideya, Chelik Gimel, Simon Nun Beis, says that a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer, and that even in the summer, he should try to always wear a wool begged tzitzis, like he says, the Mishnah Berurah, like the Mishnah Berurah says. The Gemara said that if you're wearing a beged made out of wool, out of linen, you could put on the tchelis, and then once you're putting on tchelis, which has to be wool, then you could also put on wool white threads. And the question that the Achronim ask, why? That the halacha is because we say once you're allowed to wear the wool, the chelis made out of wool, the white could be wool. And the question is, why shouldn't it be mutter? It should be mutter. It's you're already wearing shatness. And the question is, if somebody is doing the Aveira of Shatnas with two threads, or in this case, it's not an Aveira, and then he adds two more threads, is that a problem of an Isser or not? And it turns out to be a machloikis of a father and a son, the Beis HaLevi and Rav Chaim. The opinion of the Beis HaLevi is that once a beged is Shatnas, it can't become more shatness. The opinion of the Reb Chaim is that a beged, that shatness is shatness no matter what. Every time you add to it, then it's going to be shatness. But even in the opinion of Reb Chaim Brisker, there are different ways of understanding. Because when we speak about shatness, there are two ways of understanding shatness. One is our Gemara, where we're tying wool and linen together. And one is when you have a material made out of wool and linen. Rav Chaim Brisker will agree that if you have a piece of material made out of wool and linen, then it's already a piece of shatness. Making it bigger or smaller doesn't change the Aveira. However, when we're speaking about tying together, so every act of tying wool and linen together is an act of creating shatness. And since every time you're tying them together, it's an act of creating shatness, Rav Chaim's opinion is every time you add another thread, it would be an act of shatness. But there's a special din in our Gemara that taught us that if we already have two threads of wool, the tchelis, on the linen beged, you could have the two threads of wool, and it won't be a problem of shatness.